So how do you use spare time? You know, we live in such a fast-moving society that when we are faced with spare time, often the first thing that fills it is panic. Spare time, theoretically, allows us to do all the things we've always meant to do. Theoretically, that is. Because often the activity requires as much planning and concentration as application, as if we were working. During a spare time moment, your thoughts may drift to people you haven't contacted for a long time, and you may even think about giving them a call. But before you rush into this, remember that the inevitable consequence will be that you'll have to arrange a meet them. And bang goes any more spare time. Very busy people are occasionally ambushed by spare time and are forced to stare into the dark abyss of their meaningless existence. Now, this is where a dog comes in handy. Dogs may have many faults, but existential angst is not one of them. And once you find yourself at one end of a lead, you'll have a million and one things to chase, sniff, dig up and pee on. It's like a fun version of life, really. And retirement is often like being given all one spare time in one big chunk. And ironically, people either choose to work even harder than they did before, or just die and get it over with. So sadly, if you can't cope with a couple of hours of leisure time, just simply to be, you're going to find eternity a bit of a challenge.